Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Crystal clear. That's beautiful.
Got my notes.
I love the notes, dude. I'm very impressed by the preparation. That's real professional stuff there.
All right.
There's a lot at stake.
Unlike me. Unlike me, just show up raw to every podcast with nothing planned at all. Ryan loves my planning, by the way, as you can guess. What's up, dude? We're live, apparently. We're officially live. Cheers, bro. Always nice having you here.
Great day.
This is a really great day. You see that post on IG blowing up all day?
I did. I checked it out early, but looked like a lot of Lucas Siebert love, a lot of Craig Perry.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I actually tallied the votes, so we know exactly who won the votes and by how many. But as of now, probably more have come in since then. But this was the most anybody ever voted, for sure.
That's exciting.
So that's cool. You can see that it's building and building.
Meet Brooks.
It also helps that there were like 5-6 reasonable choices from this card. So all the fan bases were like, oh, my guy's got a chance. Whereas, you know, some cards, it's kind of obvious, like who's going to get it. But yeah, this one is not obvious at all. I will say that.
Would we start out with 6 decisions in a row?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it was like
just boom, 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 boom. And the fights were just so high level too. Like the whole way through, they were so high level. I can't believe
even the debuts were high level.
That's what I'm saying. The opening bout, Tyler Fleming and Jaden Blake. Like, dude, 4 years ago, those guys would be like amateur title contenders. Yeah. Like it's so crazy what's happening.
It didn't look like they've never been in a cage.
No, exactly. And Jaden was still in high school, dude. Savage, you don't want to fight that kid in the hallway, bro. I'll tell you that.
Feel bad for his principal.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's awesome, though. But yeah, we are going to be handing out some meat bucks, ladies and gentlemen. That's coming up. This is just the show before the show right now where we get settled in, make sure the stream's working everywhere. I'm going to pull the stream, the Instagram live up, just make sure that's looking good. Excuse me. Here we go. Nice. We're in. Yeah, it looks good. We got the Danny cam back, by the way, for our guy Danny Palm. On camera, the face that you guys want to see, which, by the way, did you see Anthony Brandy's like recap video of the event that he did? That it was like pretty dramatic, kind of like slow, heartfelt music.
Like an Instagram reel?
Yeah. Dude, how good is that guy?
Oh my goodness. And your photographers, every shot they captured,
I know,
like every good punch from every fight.
For real. Amazing. The talent level on that side of things is getting crazy too. Like,
I think everybody's really getting a hint, you know. Jump on board.
Yeah.
You want to get, you know, your name out there.
Dude, for sure. So we had
4-7.
Hey, you said it. You said it best. Anthony, having Brandy in the fold though, the videographer, Pittsburgh Flyover, he's been game-changing for us, dude.
Pittsburgh Fly, he's very talented.
He opened it with Danny Palm, too. That's how you know it's going to be a good reel, when it starts with that face over there. That's dude, Danny Palm on fight night gets so hyped. He's so ready for fights. He's
dude,
like,
I'm ready to go, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the ultimate fight fan because super reserved guy in general, like not very excitable. But when you get him on fight night, you get a different Danny Palm for sure.
Well, you guys put in a lot of work, and it's good to watch. You know, they call it payday.
Yeah.
When you sit down for the event, that's your payday. You get to watch it all blossom. So
that's a good way to put it. I like that. I always hear it kind of put slightly different terms, but same sentiment is like all week, fight week is so brutal, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like the worst week. There's just things to do and things and things and things and things. You're stressing. You're here. You're up 18 hours a day working. And then on Saturday, you remember why you do that every time. Because there inevitably comes a point on like Thursday or Friday where you're like, is this worth it at all? And then Saturday, you're like, it's so worth it.
That's why you put on the shows you put on.
Yeah.
And that's why you can enjoy them while you're there, too. Because you put that work in.
That's a good point, man. There's certain things in place, like we were talking about, video, photos. Our setup team, they deserve probably the biggest shout. Like our setup and production with the light, sound, and video. But then also the team who literally puts up our cage and like organizes the chairs. Dude, they're so good.
And they go to a different venue every time.
Exactly.
This one was brand new. You're in a deck hockey ring.
Yeah, dude. Josh, Jesse, Steve, and Brian. Like, it's four guys doing all that. Like, they're so good, and I never have to worry about them.
Yeah,
and
they got it down.
Dude, it's incredible. Like, seriously, they deserve the biggest shout-out ever because if you think about it, they're as crucial as the fighters. Like, if the cage doesn't get put up right, definitely not an event going to happen.
Boy, and, I hope they don't lose their job.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Please never
They're
leave
put
us.
It up one last time.
Guys, please don't. Arena. Please don't. Please never leave us, guys. We can't do it without you. But they had really, I want to just continue the shout out for a second. So you'll appreciate the situation they had with Murraysville. Several things working against them. First of all, no loading dock. Mm. Like in Monroeville, they can back the trailer directly in and just unload right where they're setting up.
They had to carry all that stuff.
Man. They had to carry everything through the front doors. And that was it. That was literally the only option.
And I've seen that cage on your Instagram when you bought it.
Dude, it's heavy. And
it comes in a lot of pieces.
Yes.
Too,
yes. Oh. Yes. So that plus... They had to start Friday after 8 p.m. because that deck hockey arena had deck hockey leagues running. So we had to wait until that was over. And then they could start. But there was also a women's volleyball tournament the next morning, Sunday morning.
Oh, boy.
So we had to be out right after the show. Ryan was there. I was there until like 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m. on Saturday. I went to the Coxcomb for literally like one beer. I really wanted to go to the after party, man. Like I was really looking forward to it, but I just couldn't. Like I went for like one beer and was like, I got to get back and help.
Well, that place was awesome. I went Dude, before the fight
so
and had dinner.
Yeah. Shout out the Coxcomb. That was a great thank you, by the way, yeah. for that connection. Cause they're just, besides being great food and beer and atmosphere, like they're just awesome people.
I agree.
Literally everybody I met associated with that place is awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, huge, huge endorsement for them. But yeah, I went back and Ryan was there till like 7 a.m. I don't think they got the trailers out until 7 or 8 a.m. Sunday morning. So just in time for a female volleyball tournament to start. Yeah. Look, so Craig, that's what they had to do, dude.
Craig Perry was lucky.
I'm telling you.
He didn't have to take Ryan with him. He worked too late.
It's so true. It's so true. But yeah, dude, that was that whole event was such a learning experience for us with the wait to get in and everything. Yeah. Oh my God.
That was crazy. Crazy. The parking, the wait. And then once you got in.
Oh, the atmosphere was wild.
I felt like I walked into blood sport. Right? It felt almost illegal how awesome it was.
Yeah, dude. I wanted to ask you, like, your perspective, because you've seen us now in like every venue we've been in, basically. How did you like, just in terms of once you were at your seat watching, how did you like that environment?
Oh man, I don't know. It felt a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a little bit better than I thought it was, but just seeing the stands and the standing room only all around me.
Yeah.
That was electric.
I like that for sure.
All the way through those.
Yeah. You know,
what was it like bouts 8, 9, 10? 11. Oh my goodness.
God, that car just kept heating up. Like
I felt like nobody in the world or every single person in the world was right there.
Yeah. Like, right.
There was nothing else going on that night.
I know, dude. It did really feel that way. Jim Mooney in this thing said, "Is this the thing before the thing? The show before the show." This is indeed Jimothy. Drew Flincham in here too. What's up, dude? He says, "Let's go. Nice to see you, dude." He's a super solid fighter out of Greencastle, Pennsylvania. He's fought for us before. We've got to get him back in the cage.
Yeah.
Get some Drew Flincham action back in here.
I got to give Jim a shout out. Man, what a card he matched. Dude,
I'm telling you.
Oh, this is the hardest decision.
I know. Yeah. This Meat Bucks decision.
I wish
rough.
I could vote for like all of them.
I know. Me too.
It was so electrifying all night long. I loved it.
I mean, yeah.
I wish we could do the same card again.
Dude, same. We'll just keep running this card until everybody's old. Perfect just like matches. 50-year-old Cowboy Eddie versus. Let's run it. Let's keep running it.
Dan Walters and Evan DeRussi.
Oh my God.
I can watch that every day of my life.
Bro. I knew like for sure that was a fight that I knew was going to be good.
I knew it was
like
too.
We've been looking forward to that fight for a long time. But
sometimes you watch them though, and they're not always they don't pan
exactly,
out. That
exactly.
panned out.
That's what I was going to say. That went exactly like a best case scenario could have gone for it.
It really did,
dude. And Walters, by the way, Walters. I rewatched the fight. This might be a hot take. We'll do it on the show before the show. Walters may have been winning that fight until the submission. Like it was super close, at least
very close.
And
Walters
with,
on
the MMA
feet,
judges, man, oh, he's so smooth.
His ability to control the distance and everything, like Evan has said, he said it frustrated him.
Yeah,
and Evan usually controls. He was frustrated. Dan is very skilled.
What very, a dog Evan is, though. Evan.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you talk about got that dog in him, mm-hmm. Evan got that dog in him. Mm-hmm. And it came out. I know Danilo was super excited for Evan in general, just because he knows how hard Evan works. But right. to see it every time come out in the cage the way it does for Evan is really special.
And it just gets better every time. He gets so much better every day.
Yeah.
Let alone every fight.
Yeah. Like he had a super impressive debut and second fight for sure, but I feel like in December that knockout, like he really turned a corner there and then took it up even another notch just now in February. So what's next for him is a title fight, and we'll see what other level he's got. We do have some unfortunate news on that title fight. I know it's officially 6:30 also, so what's up, everybody? What up, what up, what up? Official Meat Bucks podcast. We are...
Hello, people.
Transitioning right from the show before the show into the actual show. So thank you for joining us. What's up, everybody? Look at Danny Palm. I'm watching the Instagram stream here to watch out for comments, and I just like seeing a glimpse of Danny Palm here and there. It's just the essence of Danny Palm. We got a thumbs down on the screen. What causes that, dude? Do you know what causes that,
Danny? I don't know. Palm? I was watching the other day, and Ryan was getting all angry.
I wish I could figure it out, too, because, dude, who's thumbs down on us? That's
I don't know.
That's some crap right there.
Haters
Brad.
Gonna hate.
I don't like this at all.
Some witchcraft.
Some serious witchcraft going on there. Yeah, we're talking about DeRussi. We knew he had a title fight in April. Everybody knew that ahead of time. Unfortunately, the opponent got injured. So we actually had the opponent signed and everything. He was 100% in, but he just got injured, isn't going to be able to compete. So we have to find somebody else for Evan now.
It's going to be challenging.
It's going to be challenging, but I believe in us.
I do too.
And Jimothy.
I definitely do.
So there is, I just want to throw this out there. There is on March 16th a fight that I personally am looking forward to in this conversation. Josh Vasoki versus Eli Hawkins in Morgantown. Both guys on a little bit nice little runs. Vasoki, we know what he's done for us. He was knockout of the year last year, like probably the cleanest knockout in 247 history. If he wins again impressively, him versus DeRussi becomes a very appealing option.
I like it.
Yeah. And Eli too. So Eli, I think, competed for us before my time. So I don't really know Eli, but I know of him. But if he beats Vasoki, that to me, dude, you beat Vasoki, you're title worthy for sure. So if he looks good against Vasoki, on the flip side, him versus DeRussi makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah, you definitely got to earn it.
Yeah, dude. Evan's going to make you earn it. like even if you don't earn the title shot, you're going to earn the title victory. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that, because Evan's got something special about him that he just unlocks.
He sure does. Yeah. He doesn't run out of energy either.
No, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
A couple deep breaths here and there, but.
I was surprised. I felt like after the first round, he looked more tired than after the second round. Like maybe adrenaline or something. Like he was just a little too amped the first round. But once he settled in, dude,
You see some of those strikes he threw in the first round?
Yeah.
And missed on? Yeah, they were strong.
I know. Dude, they're both swanging. There was that one sequence where Dan definitely stung DeRussi. And then DeRussi dropped him as he rushed in. I was like, dude, this is one of the best fights I've ever seen. The whole card was like that.
Up until the last fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was an amazing fight.
I couldn't believe that performance either from Bronco.
He was calm. He looked really good.
Definitely dialed in. I heard, he's had, obviously, he was something like 2-5 going into that fight. So he's had ups and downs in his career. But I've heard that he was like rededicated, refocused, and always had crazy natural talent, athleticism.
He was like in his flow state during that fight. Goss said it on the commentary. Like he looked really good during that fight.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it, dude. And what's up, Ross Thornton in the chat. Ross, fighter manager, manages Drew Landefeld, among others. What up, dude?
Landefeld, he was exciting, huh? He's getting better every fight.
I know. He looked really good.
He
looked
fought really good.
Also a 150 catch weight, and I think he weighed like 146. So he's just so clearly a featherweight.
He was bigger before.
Yeah. I think he fought at 55 before.
Progressively.
Too. Yeah.
He's getting first cut. Guy that's finished Timbo.
Wow. That's a great point.
Really?
I did not consider that. And Timbo's fought some absolute studs too.
Cowboy Eddie didn't finish Timbo.
No. Decision. That's a good point. Dang, man. That's a great point.
There was a lot of good good strikes in that one.
Yeah.
That was a good fight.
That was a great fight. We know, like, again, like Dan and Evan, I knew, like, putting that fight together can't be bad. Yeah. Timbo and Drew Landefeld. I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I know it's going to be fun. Got Gabby, Drew's girlfriend in the chat, says Drew is the MFing best. Literally MFing, by the way. She censored herself. Nice. Joey Klein, what's up, dude? He's in here commenting.
Joey Klein, busting a move in the ring. He looks so loose for a debut. Oh, come on.
Dude, Joey, how are you so comfortable, man? If you're still here, if you're still in the chat, how are you so comfortable in that fight? Because that was impressive, man. Noah's a dog, and I know that you knew you were in for a fight, but dude, that was super calm.
Did
and
he
then
watch
the dance
any film?
Too. I don't know. Did you watch film?
He didn't seem like he was fazed by Noah at all.
No, and that right hand that broke Noah's jaw in the first was brutal, dude.
Yeah.
And I think I said it on the last podcast. I know I just told you before it started, but the sound it makes, like you can hear it on the live stream. You can literally hear his jaw break, and it's completely disgusting.
Look at the photos of him, too. Ooh,
I know, dude. It's bad. But what a dog to just fight through it. Like,
who can fight with a broken jaw? Hit me again.
These guys are different, man. This new breed, I'm telling you, like we were talking about how the debuts look so good. Like Noah, obviously Joe was a debut, but Noah too. Like these 0-3 fight guys are just
Max
different levels. What a beast.
He looks like a kid.
Totally fights like a grown man. He is different, super technical. I love what I see from Max
too. He's exciting. How are you that calm?
I don't know. He has so much fun.
He has nothing to lose. He goes out there and he fights big.
Yeah.
Really big.
Especially like Val Caruso's a dog.
Yeah.
Too. Like another dog there that just totally brought the fight to him. And again, on rewatching it, Val hurt Max a few times too. Like I didn't realize how well Val was doing in some of those exchanges because watching live, I didn't get to watch it like super closely live. I'm all over the place on fight night. But like from what I was hearing in the crowd and like people's reactions, I thought Max like just totally ran away with the fight. But when I rewatched, I was like, dude, Val definitely had moments.
Definitely.
Like for sure had moments. Joey Klein said, I felt like I already fought that fight a million times. I visualize often and experience it over and over. So there you go. That's how you stay calm. I love it. Coach Mikey in here.
Did you visualize the dance moves?
Did you visualize the dance? That was one of the best post fight dances for sure.
Definitely.
I mean, that night it was easily the best. Clayton Hootley says, if Evan doesn't win the meat dollars, this whole shit is rigged. The meat dollars. He would refuse to call it by its proper name.
What if Hoot meat wins bucks? The meat dollars?
What if, Hoot, dude, you're literally up for them, bro. So what I think is interesting too on this card is you've got Evan, you've got Siebert, you've got Hoot, you've got several returning people who have won meat bucks before that could potentially win it again.
Yeah.
We could have our first ever two-time meat bucks winner by then. Of tonight. LB Boo says 100% agree, Hoot. So we got a couple more DeRussi fans in here wanting him to win the meat bucks.
I mean, he had a pretty impressive submission, right? Didn't that win submission of the year last year? Triangle from the back.
I'm trying to
was
think.
It
Timbo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, the inverted triangle in Ohio, yeah. Dude, I can't. That's crazy. That just happened, and I already can't remember
who
won stuff.
Fight of the year, submission of the year. I mean, Evan, those guys.
They're different. Doing good things.
Evan and Dan, that wasn't.
Yeah.
That was a battle.
I know, dude.
I believe that was the fight that I picked for fight of the night, going in my prediction for what I thought was going to be fight of the night.
I would say, so we can talk about this because this isn't really meat bucks. So meat bucks is like, just for people who are just now tuning in, maybe haven't seen meat bucks before, that's like performance of the night. Meat bucks, not fight of the night, but performance of the night, which if you watch the UFC, you kind of understand the difference, like the most exceptional knockout or submission, something like that. Whereas fight of the night is like the best back and forth, like overall fight. What would you pick for fight of the night? This is on meat bucks. So what would you say was the Bippy 20 fight of the night?
My favorite to watch out of that one?
Yeah.
I'd have to say Craig Perry and Chance Grillo.
Nice. Yeah, I think Craig was losing that until the submission. It's close. He was controlling the stand-up for sure, but Chance had some big moments on the ground.
But there were some really high-level scrambles in that
crazy
fight. Crazy. It was pleasing to my eye.
Yes.
Just from the get-go, the strikes that Perry can throw, how crisp and powerful he is,
yeah,
and in control. And then on the ground, how comfortable he is as a white belt.
Doesn't even make sense.
Just to open his guard up and play.
Yeah.
And not panic. I am a white belt. When I was a beginner white belt in jiu-jitsu, I would panic and grab onto the guy. This guy can punch you in the face. You're opening your guard. He's a brown. He looked so smooth on the ground.
Such a good point.
Getting out, escaping those chokes, standing back up and just pounding him with kicks and punch. Oh, it was such crazy, a crazy fight. And Chance Grillo is no joke.
Chance is super good. I mean, we knew
his grappling is high level for sure.
Yeah, Chance is so good. And we knew that coming in. And also just physically, Chance looked better than he's ever looked. Like whatever strength and conditioning program he's on is seriously working.
I think he's like a beast. He's definitely eating meat.
Definitely eating meat from Strip District Meats. Let's go. Ryan Middleton in the chat. You guys may have heard of him. Kind of owns this whole thing. So that's pretty cool of him. He said, so many performance of the night, serious considerations. Thank you to all the fighters for bringing it to Bit B20. Yes, that is such a fantastic point, which, you know, on any other card, dude, like five of these guys would have ran away with it. It just so happens that they all fought on the same night on this one.
I want to know how many people you inspired that night.
Mm.
Because I finally brought somebody from my shop who works for me. And as soon as we left, he bought one of your 24/7 hoodies.
Nice. Let's go.
His goal was to get in the ring and fight. He started training at Indio on Monday.
No way, dude. That's awesome. Who is it? What's his name?
His name's Eric Ingram. He works for me. He's a great guy. He's old wrestler.
Dude, that's awesome.
And now he's just on cloud nine.
One of the coolest stories.
That's sick.
Dude, let's go.
From sitting front row watching these guys.
That's a great way to get addicted to it, man.
I flew my dad and my brother-in-law from Florida.
Mm.
My brother-in-law's always going to UFC fights out in Vegas and floored at what you guys are putting on here.
Dude, so thank you.
I tried to tell them.
I didn't know any of that. Yeah, That's so cool. Yeah, man, it's one of those things where we run into the same problem a lot of times. We're like, you try to tell somebody and they don't really get it. No. It's like you genuinely have to come see it.
Yes.
So that's kind of now when there's somebody that I think, you know, they may be involved, like if they want to be a sponsor or help us, or just I know they're going to love it. And like on a different level, you know, like my wife likes it, but I wouldn't call her a diehard.
Right.
Local MMA fan, but somebody like you, where I know, like, dude, this is going to be your thing if you just come.
Right.
So I'll just invite them now. Like, instead of trying to explain it to you, please come to our next show.
Yeah,
you just
gotta
see
go one time.
Just see it. Yeah, exactly.
I went to one fight and I went to every single one after that.
Dude, when did you started at Bit B16? Was it?
I believe
April. The Victor Lipari.
I think it was Evan DeRussi's first fight. It was my first.
Oh dang. Okay, so that was even farther back. Yeah,
that would have been Bit B 12.
12, yeah. Dang. Mm-hmm. You've been there for a while.
I haven't been sponsoring that long.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It took me
okay.
a year to be a sponsor.
Maybe. That makes sense then. So, yeah, DeRussi was Bit B 12. Yeah, good point. I think your first one as a sponsor was 16, I want to say. That sold out casino show.
Mm.
Lipari and Cody Matthews. Yes. Dude.
That was sick.
What a wild event that was. And we thought, so this is fun for people. We thought that was always the card that like we wouldn't be able to top. Because I'm talking just in terms of people there, because it sold out so fast, like 3 weeks out. And then we added some more GAs and like they sold out immediately. Dude, Murraysville beat it. There were more people in Murraysville by far than that card.
I wish you would have more footage, like a drone flying around to show that crowd. It would have people all around the country would have been blown away by that.
That a regional MMA promotion had a crowd like that. I know, dude. I totally agree. It's funny. Ryan and I literally talked about that.
And the production doesn't miss a beat. These fighters, they come out on their debut with great walkout music in character. They get out. I mean, it's so good what you guys are doing.
I
love it.
For people who are interested, and there's so much behind the scenes on that production level. Like there's so much work. I do a lot of that for us, and our team just absolutely kills it. Like I literally just have to queue up our people to do what they do, and they're perfect. Like you just put people in positions to excel and they excel. But the amount of work that goes into that side of things is like a whole nother event. Like making sure the production's on point is an entirely different event, basically.
I can imagine.
So every time I see like a new MMA promotion pop up or a new regional promotion, I just think like, do you know what you're getting yourself into right now? Do you really know? You think you might know, but if you've never done it, you don't know, I promise. Yeah, that kind of event management, just totally different, bro. Totally different.
Totally different.
All right, so we got your fight of the night, you said was Perry Grillo, which again, not Meat Bucks. We're just having a fight of the night discussion. It has nothing to do with Meat Bucks. We're going to get to that very shortly.
I mean, Evan and
Dan.
Dan was the perfect matchup.
Sure.
Just like Perry and Grillo were pretty perfectly matched.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. Danny Palm, was your fight of the night Dan and Evan, or did you have a different one?
So going into it, like I said, that was what I predicted too. And I think I would have that at number two, but I'm going to agree that Craig versus Chance was fight of the night for me too. I just think like the highs and lows of that fight. I thought Craig was getting choked out for a second, and then I thought Chance was getting knocked out, and then it went to the third round, and I was like, holy crap, like what's going on? Then he choked him out.
It was so nuts. I was in the locker room, and I just heard the crowd go insane, and I was like, well, Craig must have knocked him out. Because knowing Craig's from Murraysville, had a big crowd, I figured with that reaction, Craig won. And if Craig won, that meant that Craig must have knocked him out, right, in my head. And then when I found out he subbed him off his back, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that's what happened.
And then was it the arm bar, I think?
I think that's what eventually did it. Yeah, it was a nice little triangle arm bar. But definitely when he extended the arm is when Chance tapped. So,
yep. Like from where I was sitting, like when he first like got the triangle on, like I didn't think it was on all the way. And then I saw him like torque the arm. I was like, oh.
And from where I was sitting, it was funny to see Craig Perry looking for his mouthpiece after. I kind of wanted to pick it up. I'm not going to lie, but
was it near you? Did it land near you?
It went past me. He threw it pretty hard. He was really excited.
Yeah, I heard
as he should have whipped been. That. He thing. Did whip it.
There's a good picture.
Did
I think,
he lose money on that thing?
I think
too?
So. I'm sure. Pretty sure he lost money on that. Chris Bermuda, one of our photographers, got an awesome series of pictures of Craig throwing his mouthpiece.
Yeah,
it's good.
He was excited.
Yeah, like you said, as you would and should be in that situation. So we'll start the Meat Bucks discussion now. Let's get down to business. For people who aren't familiar, this is Brad, the GM at Strip District Meats. Obviously, as we've been talking, Strip District Meats, one of our best, most loyal, most consistent sponsors, man. We're so thankful for you guys in general. But to have Strip District Meats specifically, like, as you know, I text you all the time.
All the time.
My grill expeditions and whatnot. I'm a huge grill enthusiast. Like, I love meat. I love cooking. So like to have them on board is crazy, because it really is like my candy land. Like when you
We're
talk
a good
about
match.
Yeah. Like when you talk about kid at a candy store, that's me at Strip District Meats.
It is. You should see him wait after the fighters leave and spend their Meat Bucks. Hunter's out there waiting. He's like, it's my turn.
My turn now. Except I have to spend my actual money too, which isn't as fun as a gift card, but it's still awesome, dude. It's still awesome.
Didn't we have a guy challenge you to a grill off?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to have to take him up on that, honestly.
You probably should. That pork steak you made today looked
dude,
pretty,
it was so good.
Pretty
so
good.
Those things are like a cheat code, man. Right? I almost, like I said before, I don't want to talk about them too much because I don't want the price to go up like brisket did.
Pork butts.
Pork safer.
They're pretty consistent.
Okay.
Pork safer. They haven't gone up in a long time.
All right, cool. So we'll talk about it. Yeah, go to Strip District Meats, get the pork steaks. They're like $3 a piece, and it's literally like a
Delmonico.
Yeah. Pork Delmonico. It's so fatty and rich, and just the flavor is crazy. And I never, like I said, I grew up loving meats. Like I try all different kinds of meats, mostly beef. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought that a pork steak would be that good, especially when you see it like whatever per pound. Yeah. It's like a very low budget thing. So I would have never given it a second look, but dang.
It's that pork fat. Special.
It's so good. Yeah, Danilo. That was a Danilo, and you kind of turned me on to those. And yeah, that's a big win. Evan the Bulldog Hootley in here. Yeah, so we're going to get to the Meat Bucks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start off with this vote. We got Jared Billy saying to try Strip District Meats Kangaroo in the chat.
Nice.
I still don't think, I never got Kangaroo from you guys. I don't know that I've ever had it. Do you have it besides ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have like loin fillets and medallions.
I'll get that. Whoever wins when I come in with them, I'll try that. That sounds good. Is it more like venison or more like beef or neither?
I'd say it's more like venison as far as lean, okay. But it's going to be not as gamey and a little more tender.
I'm sold.
Yeah, and then what you do with venison, I'm thinking you're going to knock this kangaroo out of
that bistro filet. That was an all-timer, dude. I'm definitely getting more of that, too, when I come
You're making me want to get it.
It was so good. Hunter been down with the beef. Timbo knows I'm down with the beef. Let's go. Dawn in the chat says prime rib is the best. I mean, who doesn't love a good prime
rib? Oh, it sounds like my dad.
Who doesn't love a good prime rib? What is your father-in-law's favorite cut? That's what I want to know.
He got me. We're both prime strip lovers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Strip steaks where it's at.
Great. That's a great choice.
I agree. It's very consistent, especially prime strip.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting every time.
Nice.
I feel like with a ribeye, it's hit or miss.
Fair.
It's either your favorite steak or
it's okay. Like kind of just gristly, like some fat that you can't chew. Yeah. Yeah. So the reason I ask for people who don't know, his father-in-law owns and operates Strip District Meats. He is Ray of Ray's Strip District Meats. So whatever he likes the most has to be elite. And
we do have some very horrible news about Ray. Ray he hasn't been able to feel his arm for the past few months, and he just got an MRI done, and he's going to be out of work for a while. Dude. He's got to get back surgery.
Oh, that sucks.
There's 5 discs that are completely destroyed.
Dang.
And his spinal cord's being compressed. So
that'll do it.
That's what happens when you've been working butchery for 15 years old till 70 and
doing that hard manual labor his whole life.
He's tough. He'll get back out there. I think he's getting like 14 or 20 pins put in his spine and be about 3 months recovery, and he'll be back. He'll be right back.
You're not going to be able to keep him out of that place. There's no way.
No way.
Dude, that sucks. I'm really sorry to hear that. First of all, knowing, you know, that's your family also.
Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks, but he's going to be back. There's no doubt. No doubt about that. Ryan just said, this is ridiculous. I'm going to Strip District Meats tomorrow. I know, dude. You talk about it and you're like, I need that now. Yeah. I still have the Wagyu tri-tip too.
Oh,
I've been saving that for a special occasion.
That's one of my favorites. Especially if you make like a chimichurri with it or something.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man, is that
I'm going to dial that in, reverse sear it on the egg.
Oh,
that's, yeah. I bust out the egg for the most
special.
Save
that
for
your grill off.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like that's an auto win if you come out with that, as long as I don't overcook it.
Your chance grill off.
Hey! Nice. Nice. Evan, dude, Hootley's killing me. Evan wins the meat coin via reverse triangle. Meat dollar, meat coin. How many more words you got for bucks? Clayton, let's go. Keep them rolling. Bryce DeLeon in here, too, voting for Evan DeRussi.
Yeah. Bryce is going to maybe get a fight coming soon.
Hey, Danilo, if Bryce is ready, you just say the word. We got a little 125er looking for some action, by the way, right now.
That's exciting.
It's all his if he wants it.
I love Bryce. I train with Bryce all the time. He's awesome.
Savage.
So fun. So fun. So technical.
What did Meet the Bloons say? Ryan said, will Brad be there tomorrow? I need help picking out my meat.
I will be there.
Nice. You know he's there, dude. If the store's open, he's there. That's them's the rules. We got a lot of Evan DeRussi votes coming in here, but I'm going to start out with something else. So you guys have seen Ryan in the chat, so you know Ryan's not here with us, obviously, nor is Jimothy. But Ryan and Jim both submitted their votes ahead of time. So I'm going to unveil Ryan's vote right now so you guys can all flame him in the comments. I want you all to attack Ryan whenever I tell you who he voted for.
It can't be a bad vote.
No, it's not a bad vote. It's a totally good and reasonable vote. Ryan voted for Craig Perry.
Oh,
so that's one vote for Craig Perry right now. That's what we got. That's where we're sitting right now with the meat bucks. We've got a vote for Craig Perry.
Is he Argentinian? Is that the flag he comes out with?
Argentinian flag, yep.
You know, they can grill.
I know. And he likes cooking,
and
too.
And he's never had Wagyu.
I know.
What are you waiting on, Craig?
I know, dude. Craig's got to up his game. Well, he's one vote closer to having a reason to come in. That's for sure. So we've got that. The fan vote, which I don't know. I should have looked this up before the podcast. Is the fan vote one vote or two? I asked Ryan and he couldn't remember.
I thought it was a vote.
Just one vote.
That's what I thought, okay. Yeah.
Should we make it two?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Only because, like, some fighters have a lot of fans. And yeah, some true. Don't.
It is like cheating sometimes for some guys. However, I will say, shout out to everybody who voted, because this was the most voted on Meat Bucks yet. And like several people had 20 or more votes. Like there were literally five guys that had 20 That's or more, awesome. Which is crazy.
That's
like
great.
Normally it's two guys that just totally run away with it, or even just one. And this was so close the whole way, which also Joey Klein, I'm just going to keep talking about Joey Klein a little bit. He had, how many votes did he have, Danny?
22.
Where's he from?
Dude, Ohio.
Youngstown or something?
Ravenna, Ohio.
Is he going to be coming back a lot? I mean, he's exciting.
That's
he's a good
the
fighter.
Plan is to get him back for sure, because we're super impressed. Not just his fight, like being able to fight obviously matters. Like we care if you're a good, skilled fighter, but Joey also got 22 votes for Meat Bucks. Sold a nice number of tickets, especially for like out of towners don't sell, nor do we really expect out of towners to sell. So when they do, it's like, but dang, like this guy's got a traveling army with him.
That's awesome.
Joey raised a lot of eyebrows with 247. We'll put it that way. So yeah, we definitely want to get him back. Definitely want to get him back. And see, he's got fans in the comments right now. Dom Balestrino, clearly Joey Klein, he says. So Joey, we see you. We acknowledge you. You're killing it, dude. Keep up the good work. That is awesome. Ryan's not there, so his vote doesn't count. Unfortunately, his vote does count for you. I know you want Evan to win, but at Ryan's goes to Craig Perry, and Evan could still very, very definitely, Evan might still win. Evan might be the first two-time Meat Bucks champion. Back-to-back also. Wouldn't just be two-time.
Oh, my.
Dude, that would be crazy.
We talked about that's why he's been on such a roll lately. It was from all that meat that we packed up for him.
In all seriousness,
it might be.
It has to help.
It has to help. Has to help.
Like we're talking.
Where's Evan in the comments? Does it help, Evan?
Yeah, I don't know. Where Ethan Slack is in here saying give him the meat coins. I look. Hootley's a bad influence on people, dude. Don't get that guy going. You just don't. Jared said, find the one who did the cool ass dance, right? I assume he means Joey Klein is the one who did the cool dance. Yes, that is correct, Jared Billy. Correct.
Who is Jared Billy? He comments a lot.
Yeah, dude, he is just one of the best 247 fans of all time.
That's awesome.
He's the man.
He had me cracking up at the fights on
Saturday.
He has
so
some funny stories.
Does he have any ties, or is he just a fan of the...
I think he just loves it.
That's awesome.
He loves pro wrestling and kind of also MMA as an extension of that, but he's been huge for us personally. Like, obviously, always spreading the word. Yeah. Like, that stuff's huge, man.
That could happen to anybody if they would just watch.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's more Jared Billy's out there for sure.
Goodness.
Well, actually, there's only one Jared Billy. Right. When you meet this guy, you'll know. And I mean that in the best possible way.
I'm going to have to meet him.
Hootley's tired of the banter. He said, just give Evan his Meat Bucks. It's obviously Joey. His first fight ever in MMA broke the dude's jaw. If that's not the most impressive, I don't know what is.
I was very impressed with that fight.
Yusufka 56 says Evan DeRussi is saving lives right now. Just give him the Meat Bucks. Yeah, fair. So we've got one vote for Craig. I kind of spoiled. No, I didn't spoil the fan vote at all. I just told you what Joey Klein got. So Joey Klein did not win the fan vote, but here's who did. Evan DeRussi.
Whoa, he beat Lucas Siebert.
Lucas Siebert had the fast rush. But Evan DeRussi had the tortoise in the hair situation.
Let's go, Evan.
Yeah. Evan actually smoked everybody on the fan vote. It really wasn't close.
I think that submission was impressive.
Dude, it was crazy. Was
pretty
crazy
tough
impressive.
To say he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. So we've got one vote for Craig Perry and one vote for Evan DeRussi officially here for the meat coins. We're all running with meat coins now, I guess. That's super fun. And just also makes me want that kangaroo medallions even more.
Oh yeah,
meat medallions. Dude, Danny Palm, who's your vote, bro? I'm putting you right on the spot.
My vote goes to Craig Perry. Just an incredible performance, honestly.
Okay, so for context for people, we talked about it on the show before the show. I don't think we were officially live, so if you tuned in at 6:30, for context on Craig Perry, you need this. You need the context because it really matters for this. Craig Perry started his career 0-3. Did you see Craig's losses at all? Or did you come in after the losing streak?
I don't know if I noticed him when he was losing.
I can't remember. What was his last loss before he won?
Did he get hurt?
Mario Teixidor.
Teixidor. And that was like bit B13, I want to say. Yeah. So you may have been there.
I was probably there, but... Yeah,
in Monroeville. Dude, everybody's flaming Danny Palm for picking Craig. That's awesome. Sorry, Danny Palm.
Bring it.
But Craig Perry was known at the beginning of his career as a phenomenal athlete and striker, but if you could just tie him up and force him to wrestle at all, he would just fold. Like, his grappling was not on par with his stand-up.
He was a hockey player, right?
That's true.
Probably stood on skates. And
true.
Yeah. Once they fall, it's over.
That's it. So yeah.
There's never any ground.
The fight is only on the feet in hockey. Yeah, exactly. So he had the stigma of like, yeah, his striking's really dangerous, but if you can literally just close the distance, you're going to win the fight. And that was true for the first three fights. That's how they went. And then he got his first win and looked phenomenal. Got his second win, looked phenomenal. And it's like, wow, Craig is learning how to grapple, and not only learning how to grapple, but using it as an asset to win the fight. Like, he used it against Joel Martinez very well to control the fight. Then he actually got a submission win against Logan Mitchell. And now facing Griloff, I like that. Facing Griloff, a jiu-jitsu brown belt, submits him off his back with a triangle armbar. So it is like the ultimate full circle for Craig Perry to prove that he's no longer this one-dimensional stand-up guy.
He seems pretty complete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, I've heard Chris Williams say it, Richie Cannelina said it, but that was such a clear leveling up for Craig Perry, and it truly was exactly that. So choosing Craig Perry makes a lot of sense, guys. I'll give you that one. There is no shame in picking Craig Perry in this particular debate, because that performance was nuts. Just absolutely nuts.
And just the fight alone was perfectly matched, I thought. It was really high skill level, both sides. Very enjoyable fight to watch.
Yeah, we can't discredit exactly how close Chance Grillo was to ending that fight himself.
How did he not tap?
I honestly don't know.
How did he not go to sleep?
I don't know. I don't understand how Craig did not go to sleep there and how he fought that. But that was serious heart. Like, dude, so many people would have just tapped from how on, you know.
And then he came out like, from under him, too.
Dude.
And just slipped right out and started throwing blows again.
That was crazy. You know how uncomfortable that feeling is. Like,
you're out of gas.
Yeah.
You're not breathing for how long? No. And then he has to fight to get it. I don't get it.
Plus, Craig probably had, this is a little like behind the scenes, he had probably the most brutal weight cut. Him and Cowboy Eddie both had pretty brutal weight cuts on this. So Craig, you know, that affects your stamina, your cardio. That's going to affect you on fight night. 24 hours.
Like, there was another one of our favorites that had a brutal weight cut.
Which one? I'm trying to think who that would have been. Glenn?
Glenn Chris.
Glenn definitely had a brutal weight cut. That's a great point. Yeah.
I don't think he should fight that low.
No, 170 didn't look like it was good to Glenn.
No.
Unfortunately, because like you said, Glenn's a fan favorite by literally everybody who's ever seen him fight. He's the man. So
he looked really out of gas.
He did.
From the get-go. And he's known for having a lot of gas, I feel like.
Yeah, he's like an all-heart gas tank kind of guy. So also shout out to Andrew Smith, though, for putting it on him and making him earn that. Andrew looked phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hoot Lee said, I walk around at 205. Dude, Hoot's out of control, bro.
He's not lying.
No, he's not. He does have super thick legs.
Yeah. Dude.
There's a lot of weight. There's a lot of weight in them thighs, boy. So we've got two for Craig Perry. We've got one for Evan DeRussi. I'm going to go next, actually. I'm going to just share mine because I genuinely don't know where you're going with it. But I do know where I'm going with it, and it'll add a little layer for you guys. Bronco Busick is my vote. And here's why. He got like one fan vote, by the way, which is criminal, first of all. You guys are out of control for not voting for Bronco. First off, a pro fight kind of skews things a little bit in this discussion. It's harder at the pro level when everybody's super talented to do things at an extremely high level. I think we all kind of understand that. Bronco fought Mateo Garner, who was 3-0, already had a fight for LFA booked in March. Mateo was very genuinely seen as like the next guy from this region to take the next step. And for really good reason. Like, he looked great in his first three fights. if he could have got through Bronco, who was 2-5 coming in, sky was the limit. Like, genuinely, if Mateo beat Bronco convincingly and then took the LFA fight and won that convincingly, probably looking right at Dana White Contender Series at that point, like right on that doorstep. Bronco did not let that happen.
Yeah.
Bronco took it to him from the very beginning. I mean,
from the opening leg kick that he looked at him like, are you serious?
Is that it? Me in the leg kick? Yeah. There was not a moment that Bronco didn't control. Like, I can't tell for sure, and I haven't talked to Mateo, but it seemed like Bronco hurt him on the feet before the Anaconda choke. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Mateo was a little dazed whenever he sunk that choke in.
What a textbook choke.
Dude, it's gorgeous. Plus, it's just a gorgeous choke. Like, I've always loved that anyway. Mm-hmm. So to see somebody hit it in the pro main event, like, a huge upset. By the way, I got on Tapology. If you guys don't know Tapology, you can vote on who you think's going to win the fights ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like a fan predictor on Tapology. So I went back and looked. 98% picked Mateo to win that fight.
Wow.
So that's how heavy of a favorite he was. And Bronco did that instead. On the flip side, Siebert was like a 96% favorite and won. So for me, doing the underdog obviously is way more impressive. If we're talking performance of the night, when you're 98-2 expected to lose,
right,
and you just totally wipe him out in the first round, like, dude, gotta give Bronco his flowers, man. My vote's for Bronco.
I was a little saddened by the fact that so many people had left before that fight,
too. Yeah, that's the danger of like a hoot versus, or you saw like Victor Lipari we were talking about, like, you remember that too. When your fighter loses and you bring a big crowd, a lot of times you just leave.
Dip out,
There were still a lot of people there, to be fair, thankfully. So M-Dog, by the way, shout out M-Dog Millionaire, one of our three awesome photographers on that evening. You were shouting out the photography.
Absolutely.
Emily, it's Brittany Bickert's girlfriend, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, she was one of the photographers that night. So she killed
it. Is she going to get on a card soon?
Britt, she has a fight March 23rd, I want to say.
Is it?
Not for us.
Pro?
Yeah, it's pro. So depending on what happens there, we'll see. Nice. April or potentially June-ish for Britt. M-Dog says Bronco didn't get the fan vote because the man is the most humble person to walk in that cage. And I think that's really true. Just being around Bronco now for two fights, he's fought for us twice. He's just the chillest, like, coolest dude ever. Well, I just want to be his friend, to be
his
honest.
His friends sat next to me and they were the same way.
That's awesome.
They sat down people, for the first fight and they said, I'm here to see Bronco Busick. And I was like, oh, well, you're going to enjoy the whole card because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And they sat there and watched every fight and cheered for Bronco. I was very impressed with Bronco Busick.
That's sick. Yeah.
I mean, very impressed with
him. How could you not be? That makes me wonder. Yeah.
He was in the runnings for my vote.
Sweet.
Yeah. He was second for mine.
Nice.
That was an awesome performance.
I wonder where he goes from here. And I haven't talked to him really because he just had a baby. And I feel like he just kind of took this fight to wash the taste of the last one out of his mouth. Like, I don't know if he actually wants to keep fighting or if this was just to prove something. But if he does come back, I'm going to be super excited about it. I'll tell you that. Whatever he chooses to do is the right choice, by the way.
Even if he just continues to train for a while he's having
his baby.
He's so
talented. Also, some of the coolest tattoos of anybody in our cage.
His nipples are tattooed.
Bro, that's next level. It's a nipple tattoo?
Completely.
I like his...
That's like ice bath, and then you got like nipple tattoos. Just you can sit there calm for that.
Just different forms of self-torture.
My goodness.
Bronco's got really sick, like, negative space tattoos, the words where it's like totally black, and then his skin is actually what you can read showing through that. Looks really cool. Yeah. Big fan of that, Bronco. Drew Landefeld said 14% to win on Tapology. Was that you were, Drew? Are you saying you were 14% to win, Drew, against Timbo? Clarify that for me, because that's crazy too. Dang. I mean, Timbo's a beast, so I get it, but that seems pretty heavy.
I believe majority of the fighters that won were underdogs.
That's crazy. Drew said, yep, I was 14%. That's wild. Dang. Tapology wilding.
That's why you don't watch film on names.
That's like a 50, like that to me was like a textbook 50-50 fight. Like, I genuinely,
but if you
no
don't
idea.
Know, if
yeah,
you don't
true.
Know, who
you just
they
pick
are,
the guy you know a little better, okay. Or, yeah, have seen before. Hey, Drew Landefeld out here upsetting the masses.
Drew's on the up and up.
Telling you.
Every fight.
Telling you, dude. So we've got two for Craig Perry. We've got one for Evan DeRussi. One for Bronco Busick. Brad, I got to put you on the spot here.
It came down to probably, I'd say, Bronco, Hoot, Evan, and Craig Perry for mm-hmm. me. I mean, Lucas Siebert was a wonderful fight. He controlled the whole fight, total domination. But I think I told you during the pre-show, I'd like to see him go up against somebody more his size that can pull out Lucas's ability a little better. I mean, I really think Lucas has a lot of weapons, and I want to see him show everybody what he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, even we're talking about the Tyler Dybert and the Paul Dotson fight. I thought for sure Paul Dotson was going to win the fight.
Yeah.
And Tyler Dybert was able to negate it with his wrestling, which was very impressive.
Super.
But yep. I don't think you can do that to Lucas Siebert.
I
don't think you can out-wrestle him
around like that.
I mean, and for such a high-level wrestler, I think his jiu-jitsu game's strong. I'd really like to see him take a good matchup and show us what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, I want to add one quick thing. Jake Zack took probably the two best 135 pro prospects that this area has seen in years.
He's not scared of anything.
Yeah, dude, Ferdaz Naimi, Bobby Murda, and Lucas Siebert are legit two of the best prospects this area's had in a long time. And that's who he fought for his first two. Jake Zack, whoever fights him next, if they don't know about him and they just see 0-2, they're in for a very rude awakening if they think he's not good, because he's super good. Yeah. He's super good. Like, Ferdaz didn't finish him, first of all. He went the distance with Ferdaz, and then he had a great first round against Lucas, I thought. And then obviously Lucas settled in and took over. But Jake Zack's right there, too. Like, he's a beast, dude.
He caught Lucas. He somehow got inside and was able to crack Lucas a few times hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was impressive. The Craig Perry thing, oh man, he's a stud. He looks good as a fighter. Yeah. Everything he's doing is great, and his abilities are great. But my vote is for Evan nice. DeRussy, just to make it nice. And
we got drama. Hey, by the way, just so you guys know, I genuinely did not know who you were voting for. So this drama is totally real right now.
I
love it.
I really would like to vote for Hoot Lee for winning the belt. I mean, he got called out, and I heard there was some stuff at, you know, weigh-ins even. He was getting heckled a lot, and there's a lot of crap talk, and Hoot Lee really shut all that up and won a belt, and I feel like he deserves it. But at the same time, I feel like Evan and Dan Walters could be fight of the year.
Yeah.
I feel like his submission could be submission of the year. I feel he's on and up and up, and there's nothing stopping this train that's rolling right now. And
yep.
I think his belt's coming next, and my vote's for Evan DeRussy.
That's beautiful. I love it. So that's two for Evan, two for Craig, one for Bronco Busick, and we've got one vote left, and it's Jim Mooney's.
Baby.
Sir Jimothy.
Buck.
Buck Mooney, which, by the way, Buck Mooney was just here in the chat, and he said, only three favorites at BitB 21 on Tapology. So three people who were considered favorites by Tapology won. I know Siebert was one of them, but other than that, I honestly don't know what the other two would have been, which is crazy. Zach Stout, PGH, will shred anyone in 247. What's he going to shred us at, Ben?
The paper shredder.
Bro, he's not shredding me a guitar. If we're talking guitar... Bro, Zach's not shredding me at guitar, and Will Moriarty's not shredding me on the grill either. I'm just letting you guys know. Zach, we love Zach. Zach Snyder's the man. I want Zach Snyder back in the cage. When you coming back, Zach? Ben, get on Zach's case to get back in our cage.
He was another real calm and collect fighter out there. He puts on a show.
He's like a character. You meet people in life sometimes that you're just glad they exist. Mm-hmm. I'm super glad Zack Snyder exists.
He runs a front desk at Stout.
Yeah, dude. That's front awesome. Desk sensei.
That's awesome.
He's so good. Yeah, man. Zach's the man. So we've got one vote left. Buck Mooney, here's what I want you to do. If you're still watching, because I've seen you in the comments, drop your vote in the comments.
Ooh.
I know who it is, but I want you to just drop it on the people. Lucas Siebert, Max Gerrell, and Mike Rattani were the favorites that won, he just said. So there you go. Rattani, a favorite over Joao. Interesting. But looked phenomenal and won the fight. So there you go. Buck Mooney, we're waiting on you. Drop that vote to potentially end the tie or just create more tension. Let's see what we got. Bum, 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 bum. That's perfect. That's perfect. So while we're waiting on, I'll keep an eye on it here. While we're waiting on him, just to be clear. Oh, here he is. My vote is dot, 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 dot. Dun, 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 dun. If you guys don't like the vote, remember, attack Jim Mooney. This is his vote for the fighter that had. He's drawn this out as much as, in the most Jim Mooney way possible, he's drawn this out. The performance of the night. Yeah. Dude, my dad called me after that and said, dude, I didn't know Jim lived in a mansion with it. He thought that was a real, like, he thought that was actually his house. I'm like, Dad.
Or was it not?
No. I oh, did you too? Oh, this is awesome.
That's hilarious.
That's the best virtual background ever.
That's a virtual background.
Yeah. 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 It was just like a, like, you know, one of those load in Zoom backgrounds.
I saw oh, that's so funny. Year.
That's awesome. Jim Mooney, we're drawing it out here. Performance of the night. And it was the one guy who did, in my opinion. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling, Jimothy. Build this tension. So for people just tuning in, we've got two votes for Craig Perry, two votes for Evan DeRussy, and one vote for Bronco Busick. Jim Mooney's vote is left, and he is drawing it out in spectacular fashion here. He just keeps adding to it. This is great. The best overall performance, Denta, which was, lay it on him, Jimothy. We need the meat bucks. Bro, this is tough.
Probably get another beer.
I know. I know we might. Actually, I'm going to. You want one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he dropped it.
He dropped it. Craig Perry. Boy. Oh, Jimothy, you just made Craig Perry's day and totally ruined everybody else's who's in here looking for Evan DeRussy. Hoot is upset. LB Booze is upset. Ethan Slack is upset. Jared Billy is upset. Let me just remind all of you that if you're upset right now, you need to be specifically upset with Jim Mooney because he did have the deciding vote and he went with Craig, which, by the way, fun aside, it's Craig Perry's birthday today.
Oh, good.
So how perfect.
Happy birthday.
And listen, I joked when we first started the show before the show that Ryan loves my planning. I'm the worst planner ever. This is totally unintentional that it's Craig's birthday. I promise this was not rigged in any way, shape, or form. Just so happens to be Craig Perry's birthday. And he won the meat bucks.
And he deserves it for sure.
Yeah, he easily deserves it. Like we were saying, I think on this card, you could easily make a case for five guys.
Yeah.
And no matter which way you go, it's going to be super, super safe. I stand by, like, Bronco is my pick. I think that makes all the sense in the world. Craig deserves it. Evan would have deserved it. Yeah.
Evan, but yeah. I also thought that Craig could deserve it. I also thought that Bronco could deserve it.
Siebert deserved it.
There's a case for everybody.
Yeah. Honestly, Siebert deserved it. Drew Landefeld deserved it. I pray for the day when we're rolling in enough cash that we can make all these guys' lives. You know what I mean? Like I want to be like Oprah with meat bucks. You right. get the meat bucks. Right. And you get the meat bucks. But we'll keep the grand prize always special. Because yeah. this is genuinely, dude, this is one of my most like look forward to podcasts after the fights.
And it's crazy because anybody can win.
Yeah.
You know, that it does seem like there's a select few guys who are always in the talks, but it can happen to anybody could land that punch and win those bucks.
Dude, we've had Ryan in the comments. Hunter loves having five guys. Yeah. Yeah, the burger, bro. He means the burger, everybody. Those are good burgers. Hootley, I said it was rigged. People calling it rigged now. Large bills work best, Craig. Wow. Jim accepting a bribe from Craig for the meat bucks. But yeah, that's awesome. Craig, hit me up, text me, and let's pick a time to go down to Strip District Meats and we'll do a little shopping.
You better hit him up because Hunter drags his feet.
Dude, yeah.
He's a busy man.
You know it. You know it, bro. We're busy. But now when it comes to getting down to Strip District Meats, I'm always ready for that. I always got time for Strip District Meats.
Right.
But dude, like we said, it's one of my favorite podcasts. And I think I'm excited to see how Craig spends his meat bucks, knowing that he likes to cook, likes to grill.
He seems like a smart guy.
Yeah, he is. Very, very,
very disciplined. I'm sure he eats So is he going to go with meal prep or is he going to go with fun steaks?
That's a good question.
We'll see.
Multiple meat medallions coming Craig Ferry's way. That is correct. Timbo Moore. What up, dude? I just love all the engagement on this one. This felt like a particularly excitable Meat Bucks to me. Like, I feel like Meat Bucks in general are gaining some steam right now, which is awesome.
Yeah. I think a lot of people saw a lot of great performances.
Yeah, that too.
They wanted to see who won.
That too. It's so hard to pick. Dude, Joey Klein could have won. Like, easily Joey Klein
could have
won.
I'd like to put them in our seat and let them try to pick. You know?
Yeah, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
When you're picking, like, your best friend, obviously that's easy. But when you're trying to objectively say who had the best performance, like, dude, how do you pick between those five? Like, it's so difficult. So, so difficult. Like, Jim just had a perfect comment in the comments there. He said, the card was ridiculous and all that were mentioned tonight were worthy of performance of the night. So true.
Right.
Like, we've had cards ourselves where Drew Landefeld, if that's what he did that night, he would have won the Meat Bucks.
Absolutely.
But it just happens that he did that on a card that was stacked with like seven other insane performances.
Even Joey Klein.
Yeah. Easily. Crazy, man. It was a crazy time. Yeah. But did you text me this or did we say that? You said that was like the best stacked top to bottom card you've seen.
I really wanted to see Jim when I got here and tell him what a good job he did matching everybody up.
Yeah. Well, Jim couldn't be here. He's also a little under the weather. I feel like we've all got something.
It's from going around.
Did you get it yet?
No, there's a lot of people at the store sick.
You know, kids though in school too. So I'm sure you're exposed to more in general.
Yeah, I try to. Notice something coming in, I try to like watch what I eat, shut it all down. I can't afford to be sick.
But you eat super clean anyway, don't you?
Yeah, but especially if there's stuff going around, I'm gonna clean it up.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So everybody, we're gonna have Craig Perry down Strip District Meats very soon. He's gonna spend his gift card. We'll film it. We'll post it. You guys will love his choices. I'm like you said, I'm super excited to see what he chooses. But
maybe he'll get on that girl's Instagram.
Oh, Anna Eats.
Yeah, there you go.
Anna Eats PG.
Maybe Craig will get a Wagyu steak on her feed or something.
Let's get Anna an honorary gift card so she can come down and do a
collab.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Right? We should totally hit her up for that. Be like, hey, Craig's literally your biggest fan. He's going to fanboy out for you if you're there.
You cook him a steak.
Yeah, dude. Why not?
Performance of the night.
Why not? We can set up a little. Is there space at the store, like in the back, to set up a little grill or something?
On the roof, maybe.
On the roof?
You know, there's so many people listening now. I bet she's listening live to this podcast.
Dude, let's go. Let's get in here, Anna. Wait, hang on. I need to back it up. Can you actually grill on the roof?
Well, I ripped the deck off of the roof. It was falling apart. I needed a new roof. So it's just a rubber roof right now.
Okay.
I do have a grill up there.
That's awesome.
I have an apartment up there too.
I didn't know.
A couple apartments up there. Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, did you know if you need a roof, there's this company called 247 Roofing?
I know. I knew them too late. I just put a brand new roof on everything.
I tried. Ryan, I tried. You heard it. I tried.
I wish.
I have no stake in 247 Roofing, by the way. I was just trying to be nice to Ryan.
You should have stake in it.
I'll keep my stake at Strip District. Let's go. guys, seriously, thanks for tuning in. This was one of the most anticipated Meat Bucks episodes to date. I think there were an absurd amount of votes and engagement, and I genuinely just want to end with reiterating the fact that just because somebody didn't win doesn't mean that they weren't worthy of winning. Like, when you got to pick one winner, people are going to get left out, and that always sucks. I always hate that, man.
Right.
I would love for everybody to win genuinely, but this time it's Craig Perry. So, Craig, we'll see you soon. Super well-deserved, dude. Everybody else, get down to Strip District Meats. You're going to see Craig's shopping spree. You're going to see what I'm talking about, and you're going to understand very quickly that I'm not just saying this because he's a sponsor, but it's genuinely the best butcher shop in Pittsburgh. And if you like meat, you have to go. You just have to.
I agree.
It is going to be your candy store.
I agree. And even if you don't know a whole lot about meat, and you're intimidated to come in, we answer any questions and help you in every which way. So
yeah,
please stop in and fall in love with meat. It'll do wonders for your life.
Boom. Couldn't have said it better. We're going to end it on that note. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Perry, your BitB20 Meat Bucks winner. Let's go. We'll see you soon at Strip District Meats, Craig.
Congrats, Craig.